History celebrates winners. The emperors, the presidents, the revolutionaries who wielded power and influence and changed the world into a better place. Their faces are carved into statues and printed in textbooks. But what about the people who didn't make it? What about the people who tried to change the world for the better and failed? Welcome to Beautiful Losers of History, a podcast about the individuals and movements throughout history who fought for justice, resisted oppression, and pushed for something better, but ultimately lost. Some were ahead of their time, others were crushed by the weight of the system, but all of them shared something powerful, the courage to stand up when it mattered most. I'm Nathan McDermott. I created this podcast because I live in the United States, where lately there's been a lot of debate about historical revisionism. And it's worth asking, what is historical revisionism, really? At its core, it's the reinterpretation of established history in light of new evidence, new perspectives, or long-silenced voices. To some, that sounds threatening. They see historical revisionism as an attack on shared values, a modern morality play unfairly imposed upon the past. To others, historical revisionism is essential. It's how we strip away myths, get closer to the truth, and finally tell the stories that were pushed aside. I believe that there's a middle ground somewhere between these two perspectives. We can honestly look at the cruelties of the past without giving in to shame or despair. In fact, by revisiting the darker corners of history, we give ourselves an opportunity to find people worth celebrating. Because the past isn't just made of George Washington's and Abraham Lincoln's. It's also made of people who resisted. People who saw an injustice and tried, with everything they had, to stop it. They didn't know if they would win. Often, they didn't. But they showed up anyway. That's what Beautiful Losers of History is all about. Not pity, but perspective. It's a podcast about how culture, power, timing, and even sheer bad luck shape historical outcomes, and how the forgotten figures of the past still have something vital to teach us today. In a time when it's easy to feel powerless, like history is a force we're just being dragged through, I want to remind you that people have always fought back, and even when they lost, their stories mattered. They still matter. Stylistically, I'm drawing inspiration from a variety of history podcasts, including Mike Duncan's History of Rome and Revolutions, Robin Pearson's History of Byzantium, Dirk Hoffman Becking's History of the Germans, and Patrick Wyman's Tides of History. This show will be structured into seasons. Each season will focus on one conflict and one group of beautiful losers. Episodes will run about 30 minutes, with new episodes released weekly, or bi-weekly if that schedule proves to be too ambitious. Season 1 of Beautiful Losers focuses on the resistance to the Indian Removal Act of 1830, a dark chapter in the United States history that many wrongly assume was inevitable. But did you know that the Indian Removal Act passed Congress by just 2 votes? It wasn't a foregone conclusion. In fact, it was fiercely fought by indigenous leaders, missionaries, and ordinary citizens. Millions fought against it, and their stories deserve to be told. You can find transcripts, images, maps, and other materials at beautifullosersofhistory.com. If you want to get in touch, to ask questions, suggest topics, or point out any mistakes I've made, of which I'm sure there will be plenty, feel free to reach out to me by email at beautifullosersofhistory@gmail.com. You can also find me on Blue Sky, where my handle is at nathanmcdermott.bsky.social. I've already uploaded the first 3 episodes of Season 1 of Beautiful Losers, so hopefully if you've gotten this far into my spiel, you're interested. You can find them wherever you get your podcasts. And hey, once you're listening, why not like and review the show, so that way other people will find it. Thank you sincerely for listening, and hopefully together we can restore some of these beautiful losers to their rightful place in history.